Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
At Mueller, we care about our customers and strive to provide the top quality products and personal service they deserve. Hear about Bill and Kathy's experience in choosing a Mueller metal roof for their new home.
This was our retirement forever home. We wanted to make sure we had good quality. Doing our research, we found Mueller's warranty, their reputation, and the quality of their building materials is what we wanted.
Mueller was very supportive.
Our salesman really listened to what our dream was. We trusted him.
Working with Mueller was great. They were very professional. You could count on them.
Visit our website today at MuellerInc.com to find a location near you and view our extensive roofing photo gallery to find the perfect Mueller roof for your home. Mueller Inc. Metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America and made to last.
Well, the market can be full of surprises, and the price action so far this week for cattle certainly is a surprise. Not so much in the fact that cash cattle did not trade lower, but that it actually traded as much as $4 higher in the north and $2 higher in the south. Packers have enjoyed very good profit margins for some time, and even through box beef prices seem to have established a top. They need cattle, and paying more to get them is still leaving exceptional profits. The coin seems to have flipped between cattle and hogs as far as futures contracts are concerned. Hog futures have been under pressure the past 3 days. Only the July contract was able to close higher as it attempts to anticipate cash. The National Direct Afternoon Report showed a huge increase of $5.83 as packers came back looking for hogs aggressively. This is interesting due to the large drop in cutouts of $6.17 on Tuesday. Well, mixed a weaker trade in wheat overnight with slightly firmer spring wheat prices, while winter wheat contracts once again post losses amid expanding harvest efforts. Spring wheat futures shaved off more than a dollar per bushel in the span of six sessions as moisture rolled through North Dakota last week, but has witnessed some stabilization near $7.50 spot futures. The extreme heat looks to be in the rearview mirror for the foreseeable future, with the Climate Prediction Center calling for below normal temperatures in the northern plains through the end of the month. Easier corn prices overnight after gains at the evening session open were relinquished and most contracts struggled to gain footing. As we've suggested the past couple of sessions, the promise of improved rainfall in the driest areas of the Midwest is a major fundamental shift, but has yet to materialize. Weaker trade across the soy complex, led by the soybean oil, which is seeing sharp losses of 2 to 3% overnight. Soybean oil weakness is in keeping with the sell-off witnessed in the Malaysian palm oil, which closed off 3 to 5%. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
August live cattle up 262, 123.90. October up 182 and 128.62. August feeder cattle up 222, 156.82. September was up 182 and 158.65. July hogs up 27 cents, 118.50. Kansas City wheat, July down 15 and a quarter, 612 and three quarters. September down 15 cents, 621 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, July down 13 cents, 661 and a half. September down 13 at 666. July corn's up 8 and a quarter, 667 and a half. September down 6 3/4 at 591 3/4. July soybeans down 6 1/2, 1465 3/4. And August is down 15 1/4 penny.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.